Let's take a bit of time now to ground ourselves in the body. So feel into the body sitting. Feel into the touch points for the feet, your bottom, your hands. Allow for some nice full breaths, just to connect with being here now. And letting the breathing subside. Be just as it is. And feel the body, feel the breathing as support throughout this practice. And giving ourselves a little bit of soothing touch. However you like to do that. And letting the soothing touch be that gentle reminder for kindness throughout the practice. And letting your hands rest back in your laps or stay in the soothing touch spot. Taking care of ourselves, returning to soothing touch at any point. And just sitting and breathing, curious and kind. And now we'll begin to move into this practice that is a visualization of a safe place and a compassionate friend. So let's begin now imagining a safe place. Safe, comfortable, could be indoors, outdoors, by a fire, on a beach, a mountaintop, a forest, in your bedroom. For some, it can be an imaginary place. Regardless of what you choose, you feel peaceful, reasonably safe, reasonably calm. And so as you visualize it, using all your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you touch, maybe even what you taste, make it very rich and allow yourself to enjoy being in this space over the next minute or so. continuing to feel the body sitting, being breathed. That sense of the safe space. And beginning now to imagine a compassionate friend. And if it feels safe enough, you're imagining this friend is coming into your safe space. Otherwise, you'll go out to meet them. But take a few moments to imagine the compassionate friend. This is someone who will embody compassion, wisdom, strength, unconditional love. And it could be an imaginary figure, it could be a spiritual figure, a teacher from the past, a kind grandparent, relative. Or it could have no particular form, just be a light or a warm presence, whatever suits your needs. And just know that whoever you choose, this is someone who cares deeply about you, wants you to be happy and free from struggle, from suffering. So allow an image, a being to come to mind. And as you're ready, imagining going out to meet your compassionate friend or inviting them into your safe place, whatever suits you. And positioning yourself in just the right relation to your compassionate friend. Maybe you're very close, maybe there's a respectful distance. Maybe there's physical touch. Whatever suits your needs in this moment, and allowing yourself to feel what it's like to be in their presence and just experience the moment. Remembering your compassionate friend is all wise, all knowing, understands exactly where you are in your life journey. The friend may wish to tell you something, something that you need to hear right now. Can you listen, see what they have to say? Is it possibly some reflection to you about an unmet need, perhaps currently or chronically or both? Or if no words come, that's fine, just to continue to enjoy the warm presence. Perhaps, too, you have something to say to your compassionate friend, to ask them about. Perhaps it's something about some unmet need, current or long-standing. And just trust the compassionate friend completely understands and cares and is wise. Your compassionate friend wishes to give you a gift, a material object, and it may just appear before you, or it may be something you've been longing for, something that may help you with this unmet need. And so taking that in. And taking a few more moments to simply enjoy your friend's presence, their good company, their unconditional positive regard. Their wisdom about your unmet needs. While it helps us to have a sense of a compassionate friend that's not us, it helps us connect with receiving that unconditional positive regard and wisdom. Well, that's very helpful. It's important, too, to know that whatever we've imagined has come from us. And that our friend is actually a part of ourselves. Part of ourselves like all the other parts. The part with the unmet need. We also have a compassionate friend within our own inner wisdom and compassion. And knowing you can return to this image, this sensing into a compassionate friend whenever you like, whenever you feel the need, always available for you. Compassion and wisdom are always within us, especially when we need them most. So letting the image of your friend dissipate and simply rest in your safe space now. And savor what just happened. Perhaps reflecting on the words, the object, And letting go of the meditation and allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel, to be exactly as you are. And listening to the bells to finish up.